This is Professor Corey Olson from Washington College, host of the Tolkien Professor podcast, and you're listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor.
You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view.
This podcast is brought to you by Typefrag.com for all your Ventrilo hosting needs. Receive 25% off your first month when you use the promo code 2Mordor at checkout.
And greetings, mortals, from the stinkiest house on the planet.
I'm Golden Star.
And this is A Casual Stroll to Mordor, episode 62. Stinky.
He's Merrick. Merrick made some dinner that smells like B.O. It stinks so bad. There's no way I'm putting it in my mouth.
Yeah, it tastes like, it called for 3 tablespoons of cumin, which I thought was a little odd at first, and it tastes like cumin now, so it's...
Yeah, it just tastes, it must not have been that much. That's a tablespoon.
3 tablespoons is a lot. Made me do a tablespoon. It couldn't have been 3 teaspoons because 3 teaspoons is a tablespoon.
Well,
so somebody really likes cumin out there. And that's what happens when you try a new recipe. You stink up the house and
then you go out to eat.
Yeah, you go out to eat because your wife cannot stand the thought of
and
eating.
And then we
it.
Get home, I'm like, it still stinks in here.
It was actually a chicken burrito. So, yeah. It did not get eaten.
Nope.
At least not yet. I'll eat it, but whatever. So what did you do this week besides smell a stinky house?
I was playing a little bit more with the Fall Festival. My burglar, who's been working on the Ale Association faction, is ally. She's halfway to kindred. I did do the delivery quests once and said, not for her.
Yeah, I remember you did not like any of that. The sound of it just was not making you happy.
No. That's just the end of it. No. Yeah, so I've been working on that. I still don't have a skeleton pony.
Dude, tell me about it.
Still very unlucky with that. And I am still trying every day. Oh, I should have done it before we logged in because I'm due right now, but oh well.
Well, you can... I don't know. I'll be using it, but you could go grab a PC and be like, I have to go use the restroom. Yeah. That's it.
I think I hear the baby hobbit.
I have to fumigate the house.
It's going to take a lot more than like Febreze. Other than that, I've been spending some time on Bull Roar looking at the Yule Festival and preparing for that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You?
Yes.
Is it going to be awesome?
From what I can tell.
It's pretty buggy.
Yes.
yeah.
There's a whole new area. It's very cool from what I see, but I think that all of it's working now. The problem is that I can't, some of it required like 3 people and I'm sitting there by myself wishing 2 other people would show up. So I'll get through it though. And I'll have a guide ready. But it's cool. It's cool. There's some neat rewards. Kia had a post up about those. She updated her Yule Festival post decoration guide. So you can see that there's snowmen and stuff that you can get for your yard. Oh, and the stage is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that they were going to do a stage. So in case you didn't know, one of the... It's a large yard. So people with deluxe houses can use them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an actual stage. So go check out her guide. It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty neat. Other than that, the only other thing I did with you, so I'll let you talk about him.
Well, let's see. We ran the third Enumenas. Well, for us, the third Enumenas. I'm just going to say the Tomb of Valindil.
It's the Tombs. That's what people call it.
The Tombs. It was okay. Except for the fact that you need Westerness damage. on the end of it.
Right.
And,
well, see, the thing is
it caught some of us unawares.
You guys kept on like, oh, we need Western S. Oh, we need Western S. And I'm like, the problem isn't damaging him. The problem is that you were all dying.
Yeah, we didn't know the strategy. The problem
was you were all getting hurt, and there was no way. There was me as the minstrel healer, and Geary was with us on his captain. And we were both healing our tookuses off, and there was just no way. People were dropping left and right. We had to amend our strategy to get it to work.
Yeah.
And everybody was just focusing on that Western S damage.
Well, it helps when your champ has Western S damage.
I'm sure that we killed it faster when Bride did get his Western S swords. But at the same time, I'm just like, if we're not alive, it doesn't matter what kind of swords you have.
Yeah. I can't imagine what challenge mode would be like. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be too bad.
We didn't even try.
So what the best thing to do is just split up. There's two bosses. You split them up on either side. And I guess we could have had DPS go on one side to about halfway. They go to the other side. And,
right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to kill them basically at the same time, like within 10 seconds.
Within 10 seconds of each other. It's always like 10 seconds. It's never like 10 minutes. It's always 10 seconds. Why is it 10 seconds?
I don't know. But splitting it up did help because that way... The damage was much less. I don't know if there's a mechanic that they hurt more when they're together because it was the same monsters, but all of a sudden it was super manageable when Geary decided to pull that one off to the side.
Yeah, it made a huge difference and it was nice.
So we did get it done.
Yeah, we got it done.
I can't say that I would be excited to go back, but...
No, I think Ostalindil is the farming instance for that cluster.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't horrible. I was not happy when we were dying. And Kia took a picture of us while we were waiting because one of our kinmates, I don't remember his name.
Sam?
No, one of our kinmates made the swords.
Oh, Ty.
Tazian or something? I don't know how to say it. But he was making swords for Bri, and so we all just sat there and Kia put down a campfire and I told ghost stories about the people who went into the tombs and never came out.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
And then Golden Star never got her skeletal pony because she was dead.
Yeah, I've been logging in 9 characters.
I only have nothing. Six or seven.
Nothing.
Yeah. Not even on my junk character.
Yeah.
Not even on the farming, you know, bank halt.
That's all right, though. It's okay. It's okay. I don't need it.
Yeah. The thing is that I don't think I'll use it. After, you know, harvest.
Yeah, you'd use it like three times, be like, it's not pretty anymore.
You know, because the reason that I really know that I won't use it past harvest festival is because I saw the new Yule pony and it's beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it does actually look really good. Actually, I like all the ponies very much.
Yes. Well, I've got the other two, I believe.
Citarina says it's a 1 in 100 chance.
I believe it.
You know what? I've opened that thing 100 times and I haven't.
No, you have not. It hasn't been 100 days. It's once a day.
With times 9.
Oh, so you're counting all of... Okay. I guess it's one person, so they can count as one.
So it would have to be... No, it still have to be something like 11 to 12 days.
Well, it might have been 12 days.
Hmm.
So it's more like 1 in 1,000,000.
Yeah, the thing, though, with statistics is that it's 1 in 100 every time. It's not cumulative. Right. It's not like 100 times.
Every time you do. I don't know how many times we have to go through that. It's like every time.
Yeah, it's no good. Yeah, so I think Ostalindil is going to be the thing because we've already done hard mode in that. And I think we could do hard mode again pretty easily.
Can we do something else?
Oh, next week we're going to do the Great Barrows.
Okay, good.
I don't care what we do. I just need superior third marks, which you stole. You stole mine.
I just want to do something different.
You're actually lucky. You got it. And you're like, I don't know what this is.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you got the blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't even know what the hell that is.
Like, what am I? It's for armor. Like, whatever. Yeah, you're going to log on someday and you're going to have like a full set of radiance because I finally logged you on and spent all your tokens.
No, I'm going to keep them. I'm going to take a picture of all the special tokens I have that you don't.
Super. Look, I have 12 superior marks. That's 4 pieces of armor that you didn't get.
Cause I stole it.
We just need to do hard mode and the library, and we can get one.
Okay.
What else did I do? So I don't know what happened to me, but I decided to do faction, and I got kindred with the miners. I traded in all my campaign marks, all my skirmish marks, like all the campaign marks. I spent them all. I just converted them to skirmish marks just so I could buy faction items to turn in with the miners, because I was tired of running their stupid instances.
Like I said, isn't it supposed to get easier?
It is, but I wanted it done.
Why do you need it now?
Because I wanted that goat, and then I bought it, and it looks like all the other goat that I had, and I was severely upset. I spent 6 gold, which to me is like a babillion gold.
It's 6 gold for that?
It's just over 6 gold for that one.
Holy mother.
And I asked somebody, why is it so expensive? And they're like, because it used to be end game item. It was an end game grind. I'm like, it's not end game anymore. Bump that thing down.
I was looking at Katani's post of the horses. They're all pretty expensive.
Yeah, they're 5 gold ish?
Yeah, I don't know. It's too much.
To be fair, Lauren, we scored a billion from somebody else.
Yeah. I will not pay 6 gold for...
No, it's not worth it.
A goat.
If you're going to do it, you might as well go and do what Az is getting, the Moria meta deed. And get the one that actually looks different. Because this one looks the freaking same. I was disappointed. But it's my fault. I didn't wait till, I didn't ask Katani or anybody else who's a horse... Mount freak.
Steed guide.
What it looks like. Yeah, I should have gone and looked. But I thought it was one that I saw, and it was not. But it's cool. It's still 150 health, and it'll get better. And it's not classified as the horse, like the Thorin's Gate one.
I'm sure that's got to be a bug.
It's got to be a bug. I totally want that one, too.
What is it with you and goats?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I just want stuff. And then I went and finished Lothlorien, which is actually pretty easy. But I have the Galadrim pony now, so I'm happy.
Oh, dude, that's pretty.
I'm actually riding that one quite a bit. And it's nice because I was able to, it's not hard to get the leaves and the branches that you need to buy that. So that one actually doesn't cost anything other than your time. Because it's not hard getting leaves and branches if you know what to do. If you run like the repeatable, Lothlorien has quite a few repeatable ones for branches and leaves. And then you can go and do the solo crafting instances and turn in the tokens for leaves as well. And you get a lot of stuff that way. So, I've got pretty horses. And now I'm actually finally gone to the new region only 2 months later after it opened.
Oh, you finally entered Enidwine?
I entered Enidwine.
I started it back in whenever it opened, September. And then, I don't know. Oh, Harvest Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why did I just not finish it?
A festival. It's a festival of lights. It's kind of a steep intro, I think, Those mobs are a little bit tougher than I would have expected them to be. I mean, I'm not saying that I had like problems or died or anything, but it's interesting going through the spoiler, I guess. There's one intro quest where you've got to go kill the shadow wolves. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to go and douse these torches and look for runes. Well, in the Black Den, there are several elites wandering around ready to eat you.
Yeah, like when I did it with in beta, I couldn't do them unless I had Kia, who was like 4 levels lower than me, helping me.
Because she could fear him?
Because she could kill them, and I couldn't. And
really?
Oh, yeah, and I was running around with her and Bri, and then we had to break up because we kept running into solo instances. We're like, well, let's just break up and do this solo instance.
Oh, yeah, I remember you guys doing that, yeah.
And we'll meet back up. And they both finished it. Kia, who was 4 levels lower than me, finished it. I died twice, and I said, I give up.
Yeah.
And, they were on the next set of the chain, and I couldn't get it.
The only thing that I guess a key factor about those elites is that you can actually run away from them. As long as you don't run into another one, then you'll be okay. Oh, but yeah, I haven't seen something like that. That's like something I would have expected in like Shadows of Angmar, where you're walking around, everything's normal, and boom, there's an elite. And you're like, whoa!
What was I doing in, Oh, it was, I was running the Ale Association quests, and I was so tempted because there was a rare, like, nemesis dragon walking around in the North Downs. And I was on my burglar, who's like 43, and I was like, I so want to go poke it with my sword. I just want to attack Nows. And I didn't. I resisted because I knew I was going to be one shot dead. But I wanted to so bad.
We did that at Moria too. We're like, look, it's a rare elite. Nemesis, let's go poke it.
And then I screamed at it.
So yeah, it came that fight took like 3 years.
It couldn't kill us. I think that it just killed itself. It was like, oh, these guys won't die.
I think we got a shard and a mithril flake. And I was like, that was not worth it.
It took us 30 minutes to get a shark.
That was back when people wanted that stuff. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, so that was, you know, it's actually, I got to say that if you do if you bring up an alt, I'd say run Lothlorien, get that rep and get that horse, because that horse is probably one of the few ones that's not going to cost you money. And I don't know what the secret is. Somebody, if anybody wants to fill me in, I think it's the Mirkwood one, the Maladrum, or however you pronounce it. I do not know how to get those golden stars from other
golden
than
stars. That's me.
Yeah, other than running, I think there's like the black badges. You can do death from below.
You mean, I think you mean the Galadrum. I think you said is it the Maladrum or
I think it's the Maladrum in Mirkwood. Yeah, Maladrum.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I didn't.
There's some quests that do that give you golden stars. I've got a couple of them.
Yeah, but you need like 20, and I've only seen 2 that I can do by myself, and that's if I count Death from Below.
Do any of the skirmishes give it?
No.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, so yeah, if anybody's got some tips on how to earn those, I wouldn't mind that one, but I'm already kindred with them. I don't know if I want to do
that. I'm probably not even friend with them because I quit Mirkwood very early on. I'm like, this place sucks. I'm sick of stupid ninja cats killing me every 2 seconds.
No, Kitani confirms it's Death from Below and Black Badges a billion times. I'm not doing that. That horse can rot.
Well, that horse is no longer on my list.
And then instance quests. Yeah, I guess I could do more instances, but I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I don't want it anymore. I do Thursday nights. That's enough.
You could make us do it.
I could. But no, Gary wanted to do Great Barrow, so we're going to do that.
Yep.
That'll be fun. We'll go do the other one other than the maze.
All right.
All right. And then let's see. What else did I do? So,
oh my gosh, you're not done.
Oh, I also completed the Legends of the Deeps in Moria. So the only thing I have to do for the Moria meta deed is a bunch of kill deeds. And considering that that involves running instances, not going to do it.
Not today. That's something I'm working on.
So, oh, Bindleaf says the skirmish can drop black badges. You know what? Black badges I'm not worried about. It's the fact that I have to do, there's 2 quests that I can do by myself to get gold stars.
And I have to do them. And they're dailies.
Yeah, well, no, the black badges is basically, it's just a collection quest. You go and you kill orcs and you get black badges, and then you turn it in and you get, what is it, item experience, rep, and a star. You get a gold star.
I'm a golden star. I don't need any.
Oh, yeah. So, that's about it. Then we ran a skirmish, didn't we? We ran a skirmish. We did with Sam, and that's right. We did with Sam.
Was that last week?
Yeah, yeah. Remember Sam wanted to do it?
Kia's, I think that was last week. Did we talk about the skirmish at Almanzul last week?
Oh, maybe we did. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We did talk about it.
I thought so.
Because I was notified later that that dude is bugged.
Well, that's right.
And he will kill you dead.
Yeah. Oh, because remember he ruined my Sherlock.
Right, right. And then Pineleaf told us that he is bugged. That's right. So, oh, yeah. So we haven't done anything. Although Sam tried to get me in one today, but I'm sorry, Sam. I was logging out right as I saw you ask, and well, I had to go make dinner, and that turned out to be a great waste of time. Well, at least the chicken didn't go bad, so well, technically didn't go bad. It is edible.
And for you.
Will not give you salmonella.
Yeah.
It'll just give you BO breath.
Oh my god, that's awful.
And with that, we will head into the news.
And now, the town crier.
This just in. Free-to-play actually launched.
In Codemaster World.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, that's great. So, Tuesday, I believe it was, it finally launched. It went. They have two new servers, Withywindle and Anduin. And they've got a store. And they are now like the rest of us.
Yeah, so congratulations, guys. I'm glad that you did it. You know, I'm glad that we've got people, you know, I'm glad that we've got people that are here playing. And I actually, you know, I've heard of some people who like work third shift, like Boar. Boar was talking to me this week. He's thinking about coming back to Lotro, but he's on a third shift or second shift. So when he gets home, everybody's logging off.
Right.
So he's thinking about now that free-to-play is out there, maybe he'll go over to the European servers
and
play there. So I give that a thumbs up. You know, that's awesome.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So
as long as you pick an English speaking.
So what contest do we have running on this week? Not us.
Yeah, not us. Just in general for Turbine and Codemaster folks. There's an X-Fire contest. That's running until the 15th of November. This is for, I believe they even limited it to North America. I think it's
US. Oh, did they? Canada. See, we're not. I wonder why. Again, legal issues, if you're wondering why.
But if you install X-Fire, have an account, and join their X-Fire clan, you can, it tracks your hours in Lotro, and there's prizes to win.
It's watching you. And it doesn't track very well, just FYI.
No, it doesn't.
And we plan to fully uninstall it after. We're doing it.
But sorta, I kind of forget to log in.
I still think it picks you up as long as you're logged in.
I'm not, playing. Though.
Oh.
Every time
it locks you off.
Yeah, every time I open up my computer, it's off. So I have it, like, constantly open in the window to remind me to log it in.
Yeah, so I'm hovering over... Actually, I'm going to share this real quick. I'm hovering over X-Fire. What is that? And if you right-click on it, it says log off. You can't see it. Sorry.
No.
It's not showing.
That means you're logged in if it's asking you to log off.
Well, yeah, but you're not. It actually is... offline, and there's no log on. So what's that? What's that about?
That's weird.
Yeah, so that's a clever little thing that they did there. It's not the best program I've ever seen run, but you know what? If we free stuff is cool. I can't argue with it. The prices are pretty cool.
Yeah, there's like nifty headsets and graphics cards and points and...
Network card. Yeah, the points is what the most interesting to me. Like there's a 5.1 PC gaming headset. The killer gaming network card. Bullcrap. And then points. And it's all based on what pool you're in is based on how many hours you play during the month of November. So I'm going to be... I think I've got already 10... I've got 10 hours.
Oh, so you can get into the second tier.
Yeah!
Whoa. Yeah. Last I looked, I had 4. I forget to log in.
I know you played more than that.
Yeah. It may not count my time on beta.
The thing is, though, I wouldn't mind the network card. I don't know what I'd do with it, but I wouldn't mind it. I could swap it into one of the older PCs. Maybe that'll make its network
faster. We could re-gift it and give it away to a listener.
Yeah, we could. I would totally do that. That's what I would do with it. I probably have to give either you or a listener the headset because my big head will break that thing.
He's got a big old melon.
I just use this microphone anyways. The 2010 pumpkin winners were announced, and they're pretty good. Although, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think some of the other ones that were submitted were better than some of the winners. But these are good.
The Nazgul was pretty
cool. The Nazgul is very cool. And I at some point, I don't know how you judge these, because some of them are really good. I mean, do you judge it by the photo quality? Do you judge it by...
No, they have to judge it by the pumpkin. It's got to be by the pumpkin.
The only thing, I guess my only complaint was that... And some of these are pretty cool. Like, I just like... I like their ideas.
Yeah. And it'd be hard to pick. I don't think I could do it.
Like, I really like the... I like the Bilbo meeting Gollum. I like it. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's a cool concept to me.
It took me a while to figure it out.
Yeah. And it looks really cool lit up. I mean, once you know what it is.
Right.
It looks really cool. I mean, Gollum's got a reflection. He did different shading by shaving different layers into the pumpkin. Sting is glowing, although I think that's technically lore incorrect. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Well, episode. it wouldn't glow for Gollum. Gollum's not an orc.
But. Although he was in orc-infested areas, so I guess he could.
It could be glowing. There may be orcs like.
But you know what?
For
the pumpkin, it works. It's really cool. This would have been my choice actually, but the Ringwraith is very cool too. I'm not saying that the Ringwraith stinks. I'm just saying this is my personal choice. We all know that I like the book that I've read, The Hobbit.
That's why you picked that one, Hunker.
Yes, that's why.
I couldn't pick one. I was looking through them like, oh, this one's cool too. There's no way I could have picked.
There's got to be some time you just run like random or you draw straws.
Yeah, there's got to be a point where you like narrow it down to the top like five. And so they also announced the winners of the official discussion thread. They had their telecommunity team that they had last week was a surprise contest that I apparently missed.
Yeah, I
did not know it was even a contest. Kia is one of the winners.
Woo, Kia! Maybe you'll actually buy something in the store, Kia.
She won 250 turbine points, she said. So I don't know if this is going to be a recurring thing, like if you answer the Tell the Community team.
You know, that's one of the ways that you will actually get people to participate.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Ha, cool. The guy right underneath it has the picture of that pumpkin in the thread. B-I-Z-L. That's his icon.
That's important for everybody to know.
Yes, it is. See? I'm not the only one. What's the Ready Up free to play?
Ready Up is the name of the website.
Okay.
Ready-up.net. It's got a Codemasters contest where you can win. What does it say? They have 5 sets of 500 points to give away. And they just have a question that you have to answer through a form. This is for UK residents only.
Should I give out the answer?
No. It's not hard. People can do it. That's cheating if you give the answer.
What does it matter? I want people to win. Okay. And what is this last one? I do not know these.
Rockpapershotgun.com also has a Lotro, I don't know what to call them. They're Codemaster points.
They have points.
They have a contest as well. They want to know your best idea for the name of an Ent. This is only open till Monday, so do it do it soon. They also have 500 points to give away.
Okay, very cool. All right, so you pointed this article out to me where the title is Lotro loses subscriptions, gains players on Ars Technica. And so it's basically talking about how they lost subscribers, but they're gaining more players and they're actually making more money this way. And it's just talking about the balance and bringing people into free to play and the differences that they've had. It's pretty good. It's pretty interesting, especially if you like the gaming industry, because a lot of people are going this way. What, Champions Online just announced that they're going free to play? So, very cool.
I don't know anything about Champions Online. It has not even...
I know it flopped. That's about
it. It is not even close to my radar. I have no idea about that game. Next up, we had a developer diary for the Runekeeper.
Yes.
You wrote a post about this.
Yeah, so I've seen some interesting results. You know, I think Brian, he didn't really come out and say what the main goal was. I don't really think. I mean, he kind of tried to. I don't think he did a very good job. So Lightning, basically, he wanted to keep to be high damage, high cost, and have some variety. Like people, one of the problems that they're having with Runekeepers is that people were like spamming one or two spells, right, no matter whatever they played.
And, oh, really? And it must be an endgame thing, because I...
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, this one's lit up. I'm going to hit it. Ooh, this one's lit up. I'm going to hit it.
And they tried to make fire more viable, and they're just trying to... They wanted to add more variety. One of the things that really stood out for me is that, unbeknownst to me, and I guess it was very obvious to the Runekeepers, it was well known, but since I don't know that stuff, I wasn't aware. There are trait bonuses for trading... For slotting their traits wasn't working for their classes.
Right, that's weird.
That's dumb. I say that's dumb, but that just kind of annoys me. I mean, how does that happen? I just don't. That's a big bug.
Yeah, why hasn't that been fixed before now?
It's also kind of scary because Runekeepers were not underpowered by most people's experience anyway. I guess maybe that's the only thing I can think
see,
of.
See, my Runekeeper's only 35. I think she's amazing, but...
Same here.
She's only 35.
So, but, you know, that's still annoying. So, I guess they threw the old ones out the window, and they're actually giving him new class traits.
Oh, really? Interesting.
From what I've seen, feedback... Like I said, the initial feedback is people hated it. But people don't like change. And I think most of the people that have tested it, most of the people that commented on ours, they like the changes.
Oh, really?
They're okay with it.
It's kind of split.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of want
to... America's full of pauses today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I'm trying to think about how not to say this as a jerk. So one of the complaints that I saw is that people were upset that they couldn't flip-flop between damage and healing as quickly as they could. They couldn't be as effective as it, and they would have to do hybrid
builds. I can't either, as a minstrel.
And I kind of wanted to say to people like who are upset about that, welcome to every other class in LOTRO, where you have to trait especially for the job that you're going to do, or you're going to have to trait hybrid so you can do both jobs semi-decently.
Yeah.
I mean, welcome to the game.
They might have I'm not a high level, but they might have a... Because I just have to wait 10 seconds. Mine's a 10-second wait. And then I can switch.
Yeah, but you are not going to be as effective in War Speech as somebody who's traded for War Speech.
No, I'm not.
And you shouldn't be. There should be a penalty for that.
There is. I can't do stuff that someone 4 levels slower than me can do.
Somebody's asking, is RK healing as viable as a mini? Yes, it is.
As a traded healing RK, yes, they heal very well.
But... it's a different play style.
Yeah, it's more preemptive.
Yeah, it's very preemptive. There's a lot of overhealing in it.
Right. The minstrel is reactionary, where it's like, ooh, they have an owie, I will fix it. The runekeeper's like, I must, you know, put all these hots on him to prevent when he gets an owie.
So, sorry, I just thought somebody would call an ent strollo bimbor down. I like that. So I want to say, you know, welcome to the rest of the game. And then somebody complained about the fact that they have new, like, chisels and riffles, which are their class, you know, weapon. And somebody's like, now I have to carry around one or two, you know, and switch them back and forth. I'm like, so does everybody else if they're doing a job. Like, some people have buff sticks, and that's what they throw that on. You have a weapon for War Speech. And if you have to switch gear, I really don't feel badly for you. You know? But I don't know. It's endgame stuff I have to eventually experience, maybe sometime. Who knows? But I just want to... You know, most of the Runekeepers on our site said that they're happy with it. They didn't... You know, yes, there is a nerf tonight, lightning going on. But you know what? Lightning kind of needed it. Just a little bit.
I have no idea. I can't speak to the high-end game, but...
Well, from what my understanding was, everybody did lightning because it was the best. And nobody did fire.
Oh, I liked the fire.
I like fire, too.
I must have been very ineffective. I was killing stuff very well. But yes. I was all like, I'm going to light this guy on fire.
I think the final goal was that lightning is high damage, high cost... Short-term fight. fire is long-term fight, higher damage over time.
Oh, okay.
And that, and
then I shouldn't use it when we're doing, because things die so fast.
Yeah, well.
I still like to light things on fire.
So, we'll stop talking about this class that we don't really know how to play. So, I need to move on.
They throw fire.
They do the booms.
So, a lot of stuff coming up in the beta patch notes. There was a patch note release, which I missed like 2 days later. I didn't see that it was released. We've got a link to it.
This is an official patch note?
Well, it was it's a beta 1 patch.
Is that the same as the one we talked about last week?
No.
Okay. I didn't read it because I thought it was the same as last week.
No, it was done on Monday. It's basically just a little bit of fixes here and there.
Oh, okay.
Nothing real new.
I was like, why did he put this in here again?
Yeah. But I linked to it just in case you wanted to see what was fixed on Bulwark.
Okay.
We kind of did some highlights. The so, you know what's annoying? Logging in to the Haunted Burrow and getting that freaking tip about dynamic layers every single time.
Even though it's checked, don't show this tip again.
That's fixed.
Thank goodness.
It'll be fixed. It'll be released with the beta or with the patch. So you still have to deal with it. And who knows when that November update will come, but that should be gone. The skirmish horn, which makes your ears bleed, will now be controlled by this sound effect slider.
Is super loud.
Yeah, Kia was like, is there any way to turn that down? It hurts.
It's awful.
It's pretty bad. This one we found pretty interesting, and I'm kind of interested to see what you think about it. The battle for the glorious beer will no longer be in the Winter Festival.
And it's because of what they're adding. They're adding a snowball fight.
Yeah, but you know what? It makes me sad.
That makes me sad. They're not going to get rid of the beer fight. There's no way. They put all that effort into it and people loved it. It's going to get moved somewhere else.
The only thing I can think... Okay, so I have two conflicting thoughts here. One, maybe they'll move it to the fall festival because it's Oktoberfest.
Lies. They have the right. Beer.
Oh, yeah. But see, now they have the burrow, and if you have two combat things...
That's why they don't have it at Yule Fest, is because, I mean, it's a different sort of thing because it's combatant. I guess maybe they could have it in the burrow as well.
Yeah, but it's such a cool thing.
But the snowball fight and the beer bashing are PvP-ish. They're not real PvP. You're not killing anybody. You're belting people with hammers and smacking them with snowballs. But... You can't have two of the same type of game there where you want people to show up, because otherwise your player base is going to be split and you're going to be like, man, there's not enough people to do a snowball fight because everybody's at the beer fest.
Oh, yeah. And so the Shrew Stomp is in spring, right?
Shrew Stomp's in spring, yes.
So maybe the summer then. It'll get moved to the summer.
That's possible.
So spring would have Shrew Stomping because you got to stomp some shrews.
Maybe they'll just do it in September for Oktoberfest.
We'll see. That'd be cool. Certainly, it would not hurt to make the burrow a little bit less populated, so I don't get my little dynamic.
Yeah, that's
why
I say it could happen in the fall festival, simply because it. I'm just saying, make it its own thing. Like, it doesn't have to be tied to a festival.
That's true.
But fall festival seems likely, and it may not conflict with the burrow.
Well, Citroen says, "What about the maze?" Yeah, but I'm thinking like the maze really isn't like interactive.
But the maze is. It's like the Burrows version of
spring. That's true.
The spring, I mean, they have all those quest guys outside. It's just like the it's a maze. It's just like the Burrow.
Yeah, it doesn't have
spooky
like
stuff. So yeah, maybe fall festival is the place that'll go.
Yeah, we'll see. Some lore masters are complaining that the new staff sweep strike, which is one that lets you hit twice if you have a staff and a sword equipped, had a really long delay after it, like 3 or 4 seconds. They fixed that. They made it less. Does a little bit less damage than before. Not a big deal. The Never Surrender skill that the wardens are getting, where they die and they can immediately get aggro back after their rest, is bugged. They're only getting it that option to use it when they have the dread defeat. So if they get rezzed in combat by like a warden, or not by a warden, yep.
By another warden, what?
Because wardens are just that overpowered
they can
rez
too now, by the way.
Actually, all they got to do is blink and they rez.
They're like, I'm not defeat. No, So if they get a combat res, they can't use it, basically.
Yeah, which is what it's intended for, right?
Is that a bug or is
it's a bug.
Okay.
It's bugged. And so,
but these aren't in game. I didn't want to put these stuff in here because this is stuff that's going to be fixed. Like, we need to talk about this kind of stuff if it goes live.
Okay. All right. So, well, then we'll skip to the. Okay. So, and hunters, don't worry. You're getting looked at next year. Some people were upset that maybe the new skills were like the hunter revamp, like the lore master and runekeeper are getting. They're not. They're just gap fills for now. So don't worry about that. The team is looking for feedback on new class consumables.
Those are the things that...
Yeah, like the things that we were talking about, which maybe we should go and investigate those. Hey, that could be a post. I could actually write something.
Marcel put a guide out last week on it.
Then my job is done.
Yeah. Our job is to link to Marcel.
I will link to you.
It's on our Facebook. You need to find him.
And like you said, the decoration guide was updated. For the Yule Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. There is a new thing that they are trying out in the store on Bull Roar called Legendary Item Services. Where if you buy it, you can forge, deconstruct, identify legendary items for an amount of time.
What does that mean?
Like, you don't have to go to a forge master.
So like I'm in the middle of the world and I can do it.
Because you need to that immediately use a forge master.
All right. It's kind of weird. Is that a store-bought thing? Or is
it
just
is
like
a store-bought thing that they are testing out and they would like feedback on it. You know what my feedback is? I will go to a friggin' town because I am not that lazy. Or I will just let...
No, I will go to a friggin' town because I am just that cheap. That's not a service that I want to spend money in.
Yeah, Kitani points out it's in the middle of a skirmish or instance of raid. Kitani, I just don't see it as being important
enough
for me.
It's not that important to be like, hold on, I need to reset my whatevers.
Let me tell you what, if this is my go-to item and I have to reforge it right now, you guys are already in trouble with me.
If I do it so bad that it requires a reforge.
If it's a piece of junk, though, and what does it matter? I mean, I can wait. I don't have to deconstruct it right then.
If it is a raid, maybe. Kitani says a raid. Maybe. I can see it. But
you gotta really want to reforge that. I mean, you gotta be hurting on runes or something.
Or it's level 10 and you really want it to get to 20.
Like, I'm just getting back into the LI, fun of the LI lottery, trying to find a weapon that I like. And I gotta tell you, I can't think. I would let my junk one sit. I don't care.
Well, I don't think it's talking about junk ones. I think it's talking about your good one.
I guess if you really had to. It's not a bad idea. It's just not a... I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just not in that kind of situation where I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta be to a forge master. You know, with instance join, you can just right click, leave the instance, and then jump right back in.
Apparently, if it said it would mostly be used by relic grinders who want to go through numerous items in one instance.
I guess. Yeah.
But it's worth buying with real monies?
You know, if it's like $3 or $4, dude, no. Seriously.
If it's a dollar, though.
You gotta really be... That's hard. You're a hardcore LI grinder. You need a title for that if you buy these.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There you go.
I'd do it for title.
I would, too. Hey, just something to think about there.
I was joking in the kin chat the other night saying that just you wait after Fall Festival is over, there's going to be a skeleton horse paint kit for sale in the store that you can temporarily paint your horse.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So there's also a preview of the new mounts that are coming.
Yes, Kitani went through and did all those rep, which is kudos to her because I would never, ever, 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 ever do it. But she took pictures. She took multiple views of all the horses so you can see what it looks like from the butt, you know, the part you're going to be staring at.
Pretty much.
There's some really cool looking horses.
I got to say, there's something about the rank 12 PVMP horse that's actually pretty cool looking. Like, I don't
there's
know.
There's no way you're getting that.
No. Maybe when I'm 55, I look at that, and that's a long way. That's a decent amount of ways from now, people, just so you know. But no. I'm never going to get the Eglaine horse either, because you know what? I'm not doing repeatables and I'm not making a bunch of leather bindings to turn in.
Yeah, it was a good post. I think it was very useful. People really liked it.
I like the math one. I'm definitely getting that one.
You like the Dalmatian?
I like the Dalmatian. Or the
cow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the cow. I like it.
Katani calls it a cow. I call it a Dalmatian.
You can get the Rivendell, aren't you?
I really like the Rivendell one.
But you're a scholar, so you can make the rep items.
I think I might already kindred.
I think you already have kindred with them. I'm definitely doing the Thorin's Gate as well, or Thorin's Hall, because you know what? It's a goat.
Yeah, skipping that one.
Plus, and then I can move houses because I'll be...
Katani's Thorin's Gate mount, she told me it was named Wild Eye.
Because they're crazy.
Because they got crazy eyes.
So that's very cool. It's a good guide. Katani, thanks for doing that. Some of you may have gotten an email asking you to, would you like to take a survey?
I got an email asking me if I wanted to take a survey.
And then you were told you were ineligible.
Yeah, I passed the first question, and then it asked me my age and my gender, and then I failed. They don't either want old people or women.
So what happened is that this is a new survey company that Turbine is working with. It's not a scam. They're being sent out again. What happened is that the survey company has like a filter to protect itself from bots. So if it sees so many people like choosing the same theme, then it locks down the survey for those people.
Oh, so a bunch of old women.
Old men too, because I was denied as well.
Who are you?
Yeah. So that's why it shut down. It got sent out again. I was able to take it.
Oh, I didn't get a second one.
It's not, you don't win anything. You just go through 15 minutes of the survey.
And it asks, but I still wanted to take it. I wanted to take it the first time I got it.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
They have something against old women.
Oh, let's go ahead and go on to the store sales. What's going on there?
We actually have two store sales because Codemasters is running their own, and I was hoping against hope that it would be the same as the Turbine ones, but it's not.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's going to be a pain in the butt to try to keep straight. I'll be like, oh, that's on sale. Oh, wait, no, that's on sale for Codemasters.
Yep.
So new items added to the store. These are not on sale. They are just brand new. It's the Tier 5 Tomes. These are for your Agility, Fate, Might, Vitality, and Will. They're 495 points.
Huh. What do you think?
I have not even bought Tier 1s, but...
My comment on this is that they must actually be selling very well for them to release a tier 5 one. So, kudos. Go for it. Remember, you can't exceed 10 times the level gap, so you can't get over 650 right now. Which, you know what? You were asking me, why is my fear so bad? My fear resistance is because my will is trash.
Yeah, I noticed that when we were leveling up, too. I was always going for will and fate items, as a minstrel should. And then you have, like, stacks and stacks of fear debuffs on you. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I may actually buy the will tomes, because it is so bad. It is horrible. And maybe I should just check my virtues as well and change that. But, yeah, that's why fear is so bad for me. I need to get some fear resist, because my will is horrible.
So, Compassion Virtues are on sale for 20% off. These things are popular as well. It stops the grind.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What I would give for a Zeal Virtue being on sale, I would buy it.
Thievery and Mischief, the Skirmish, is on sale for 20% off as well. And Pineleaf in his post said, I recommend that if you plan to only purchase one Skirmish, this is the one he picked. So
it's a good one. It's a good one. It's pretty long. You'll get decent experience out of it.
This is a 30-plus skirmish.
Yeah, it's a good one.
The map to Hobbiton is still on sale, probably because the festival is still going on.
Sure, why not? These are actually being reduced from an hour to 10 minutes in the patch.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Well, that's more useful.
Yes, definitely something to look forward to. It makes a lot more sense than an hour.
Yeah. Oh, and Elb, because I complained so much about Forakel. He was running something in a map to Forakel draft, and so he mailed it to me.
That's funny. That's awesome.
He's like, here. He's probably like, shut up. Character slots are on sale for 20% off as well. This is from Eric.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, I was thinking about buying one. I don't know why. I don't know what I would do with it. But I'm like, it's on sale. I should buy it.
Yeah. I can see free and premium people who only have a couple characters.
Yeah.
Wanting, you know, just to try another class. So they want to open up another slot rather than deleting. But, yeah. I can see it being useful for somebody.
Definitely.
There's nothing in here that's killer sales this week, I have to say. But
the deed accelerators aren't bad. I did use one.
But everything's only 20% off. Like, there's no, like...
Yeah, there's nothing that's
There's not
great.
The big 75% off lands, whatever.
I want to throw in that I did actually use another deed accelerator to... in Lothlorien, where there were a bunch of orcs and not just, like, five spawning. And it was actually a lot better. And it was actually pretty nice. So, I gotta say, if you can get to an area where there are a ton of stuff that you want to kill, the deed accelerators are good. If there's only like three or four, unless you're really desperate, I really wouldn't do it. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Unless you're desperate, then more power to you. They're on sale.
They basically count for two kills for everyone, right?
Yes.
And morale buffs are on sale for 20% off.
Sure. Why not, I guess. I don't know.
Somebody said that these are like the Destiny stuff.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff like that, I've noticed.
But I don't use my Destiny points either, so.
I do, to boost up my XP, but... Oh, and by the way, that's getting changed.
Yeah, that's getting changed.
Yuck. I don't like the change. But I understand it.
You done?
Yep.
Codemaster sales. They have 20% off the Lonelands, but it doesn't list how many points they are, so I can't tell you. They have 20% off shared storage. Again, they didn't list the points, so I can't tell you. They didn't say when it was going to end, although we had a comment saying that November 11th is the end of the sale. They're just starting. They don't know what they're doing yet.
Right.
They had the Lesser Tome of Deed Acceleration. So they have the Lesser Deed Acceleration thingy on sale. 20% off for 480 Codemaster points. I have such a hard time saying that for some reason.
Right.
Same deal as what Merrick said for ours. It's good if you're trying to grind something.
Definitely, yeah.
The Tome of Revival. I believe this is also a Destiny Point item where you can res yourself.
I'm not sure. I know there is definitely a Destiny that removes Dread. I'm not sure about. Or does it? Is this what this does? Or
it's a death.
Removes defeat?
No, you die and you res yourself.
I don't know. I haven't fully explored the Destiny Point stuff, so I can't say for sure.
It is a Destiny Point thing. I don't know if I'd use this. Most res circles are in a pretty close location, unless you're like doing a quest and you just fought through 100 million goblins just to get to the top of this thing to die at the top and don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. the Fire Breath emote is on sale. This is a hidden deed. You can earn this yourself in game. It's not worth the...
No, it's not worth $3. Or £3.
Yeah, the three...
200 or €3 or whatever.
Whatever. Whatever silly money
they No, have. It's not. It's not worth it.
The a special passage. This opens up all your routes. I said the only reason I would see buying this is if you're trying to do all the FedEx quests for Volume 1.
And yeah.
Because it'll open up everything. The rep ones, the level ones... Other than that,
yeah, I would say, yeah, if you're trying to do something special, maybe use it. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
Mm-mm. Potion of Nordereth makes greater resistance to fire damage. We could have used that.
Yeah, we could have used that.
When you're doing the tombs.
It's worth it if you're doing the tombs.
But other than that, there's no reason to carry these around.
Unless you need it. No, there really isn't. And Minstrel, as long as you make them aware that you need a fire resistance... Should be able to buff
you. The thing
you just
is, fine. I was doing it. I had my Minstrel fire resistance buff on, and every time I could, I was playing the anthem.
No, but the first fight, I told you, remember? I'm like, we need fire resistance. You're like, that would have been helpful beforehand. Yeah,
that's like a 10 second song. I can't just switch it on.
You're like, thanks for telling me now after you just started the fight. And Valor Virtue, I guess, yeah. Sometimes you just reach that point where you don't want to grind 200 more mobs.
Yeah, so there's similar stuff that's on sale for us, but it's not the same stuff.
Right.
And of course, their points values are probably different, being, you know, not the same as dollars.
Right.
But it would be nice if it was at least the same item, so I'm just saying. Might want to work on that.
So we were asked in the chat room while this was going on, how rested or how the... buff for experience is going to be changed with Destiny points. It's not, from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's not adding rested experience anymore. It's just granting you a buff that you get more experience as you fight.
Yeah, it's right now, if you buy the Destiny points, your blue rested bar just like increases a certain amount.
Yep.
They're changing that so you get a buff that you get increased experience for an hour or whatever.
And here's the kicker. That buff can expire if you log. It doesn't last.
You have to be playing for an hour.
It is an hour from you buying it. It is not an hour of you playing. Which...
rested experience is not going away.
No, but I can understand why they're doing it. I guess it makes things more streamlined, and the Destiny Points one is a lot better. So, but unless they're going to just sell added rested experience in the store, and then that kind of is... but, you know, that's my opinion.
And I have one more thing to add for today, that there was a announcement today that the Turbine Points cards are now available in store. They are at Target, Best Buy, and GameStop.
Yeah, I will try and take a look tomorrow if I'm out.
The Target and Best Buy only have $10 cards. GameStop has the $25 cards.
I do have one last thing that I would like to add.
Okay.
There was a poll this week. One of the things that they're thinking about doing to kind of fight the people getting hacked and the items that get stripped. So what happens is that usually when somebody gets hacked, one of the things, they want gold. They want money because then they can just transfer it to a character and then they can sell it online. So one of the things that they'll do is they'll basically sell all the items. Well, the bad point of this is that Turbine, as a policy, does not restore items. They restore money. And they'll give you some gear, but some items, and this is a quote, some items such as raid sets.
Why would they give you gear but not items?
Well, that's, I don't know. Maybe thing. They don't even give you gear.
Maybe they just give you monies.
Yeah. In-game fraud team will reimburse an amount of gold to cover lost gold and items. Some items, such as raid sets, cannot be replaced by simply repurchasing them. We have come up with a potential solution, but feel the community should have input before we make a final decision. So what that decision is that they are thinking about making raid sets, which I'm assuming is everything that you can, not only things that you can get through raids, but stuff like the Enumina set and like the Maladrum, the Mirkwood set and stuff like that. Stuff that has, you know, bartered items will have no sale value whatsoever.
I think that's good.
I do too.
I think that's a good solution. That way, if you are hacked, they can't sell that item.
Yep, and what they're letting the community give a feedback through a poll. You have to highlight them to see the text because the text has all messed up. But it's the red one if you want to vote. It's the top one. They want input, and we'll have a link to that that you can put into it. So far, yes, making certain items unsellable is fine with me at 93%. That's what I voted for, too.
Yep, me too.
And just to clarify, what this means is that it means that they would have to take your item, drag it off, and destroy it instead of selling it. They really have
no reason to do it.
A hacker
is doing it to sell it for like the couple copper that it is so they can mail off that money to their alt that is going to resell it.
Yep.
They're just selling everything you own to make money. They don't really give a crap of what you have.
Nope. So that, you know,
so if you get hacked and somebody deletes your raid set, that wasn't a hacker. That was like your brother or something.
Yeah, or you PO'd your girlfriend.
Right, somebody who knows you personally.
Like that girl, did you see that girl who the guy broke up with him and she got into his mailbox and he got the he got an invite to StarCraft 2 beta. So she printed it off with the key, deleted the email, and then made a YouTube video of her shredding it. She goes, "You're never going to get it, never," and she puts it in the shredder. She goes, "Because you're a bleep."
It was going to come out.
Yeah, it's out now, but I'm just saying, that was pretty cool. We saw that. You saw that with me on the tech of the show. Mm-hmm. All right, so, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I really have no problem with, if I'm the one to get rid of it, I can just destroy it. And you know what? It prevents me from accidentally selling it.
Exactly.
Which I am totally for, because I was flipping out one night because I thought I had sold one of my Radiant sets. And I was going to be really upset.
I sold my pants once.
You were drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
No, you were just just being goofball.
I was like trying other stuff on.
Oh, no. You know what it was? It was when you were... Actually, it was because you were drunk. You used that... You used one of the kegs. It transported you to Brie, where you lost your pants and it took your pants off.
I was a new character. I was trying different stuff on. Forgot to put my pants back on and sold all the crap. Oops.
Yeah, so... I'm for it. It makes sense to me. And if it prevents my idiocy as well as somebody else from deleting it, that's fine. Still, somebody can delete it if they want to be mean, but chances are they just want to get the money and run. All right, player news. We had a featured video, which is actually pretty cool. It is the Siege of Barad Guldur, and it's pretty good. I want to say, so go check it out. It was featured in the community spotlight. And you can go
by Turbine.
By Turbine. It's really well done. It's really well done. Somebody spent some time on that.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. You can go on.
You have been rambling tonight. Like, you'll say it, and then you'll say it another time. It's like you're my dad. You're saying everything three times.
Would you just go, you pain in the butt?
Oh, I'm the pain in the butt. I added two new guides to the blog this week. The In League guide and the Ale Association guide. They were in the general festival quest guide, but they were so long. it was just so much, and I was missing like two quests from one and two quests from the other, and it was like, I just need to make these your own guide. When they started, they had there was only the In League and you ran the pony around.
Yeah, I remember. That guide would have been super easy.
So I split them out. They're all their own new guides now, so that you can search for it and do just that stuff instead of trying to scroll through the massive one guide.
Yeah, I like them. They're pretty good. All right, and this week's poll was about
kinship size.
Now, first, let me preface this by saying I have no idea what the max size of a kinship is in Lotro. So I had to kind of like cut it off somewhere, and I'm like, greater than 50. Yeah. I have no idea what the max size is.
I don't either.
Could be 2,000 for all I know.
Oh, wow, it's going to be like 500? I think that's what it is.
I don't really care about WoW, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, that might be. It's 500. It's a babillion.
Who cares? Cinderin says that it's 1,500 is the cap. So I was way off.
Holy crap.
I should have, like, expanded that a little more. Oh, well.
That is when kinship is your general gen.
Wow. So we had 425 voters on this poll. 33% said they have more than 50. 16% said they have 10 to 20. So there's a big difference there. Like, there's a lot. We have a whole bunch of people. And then there's a whole bunch of people who just have a small kinship. Those are our two winners there.
Okay.
14% said they're not in a kinship. 13% said they're in 20 to 30 range. 13% also said that they're less than 10. 7% said 30 to 40. And 4% said 40 to 50.
I'm kind of surprised that I'm not in a kinship is so high. Yeah.
Maybe it's a lot of new people. You know, they haven't decided where they're going to land yet.
I can understand that. Mm-hmm. Land of Fire Online.
You know, they're very casual. Play a couple weeks, don't see really a need.
Yeah, I can understand that. I have no idea what the size of our kinship is.
No.
I have no idea.
Active players, I have no idea.
No idea. All right, so thank you everybody for voting. What is this week's poll?
This week's poll is, what is your main reason for completing a dungeon? And a bunch of people said that... For fun should have been an answer. We do everything in this game for fun. If I put for fun as an answer, that would have been the one that wins.
You don't do it for fun, people.
No, I'm saying that for fun is granted. Like, that's the number one reason we play Lotro.
There's got to be a certain reason why you're doing it. Are you doing it for
So I guess reputation? This is your number two reason.
There you go. What is your reason for completing a dungeon? Yeah, usually you have something here. Like, mine would be skirmish marks or barter tokens.
You know, I didn't put the one that I would probably pick.
Because America made me?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Bing!
You have fun most of the time.
Yes, I do. I do have a lot of fun. Talking to myself and making fun of you in chat because you don't read.
I read some of that, just so you know.
No, you don't.
I do too. What am I going to say? She's gonna start a fight. All right, so let's go ahead and raise our glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
This week we have several letters, and we're going to go ahead and start off with Stephman, who is in our chat right now.
Hi, Stephman.
I don't know whether you guys have mentioned this before on your podcast, but I found a resource for LOTRO that I really love. It's a Google Maps styles for LOTRO and has a built-in search feature, and has made my life so much easier after returning from a very long break. Here's the link, and I hope you like it. I hope you guys like it as much as I do. Arda-online.com/map. Yeah, actually, I do know Arda Online, and I think it's up to date as far as Mirkwood goes, but he's actually stopped supporting the site.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he put on the front that he kind of felt that with all the lore book, and this was obviously before the changes, with all the lore book and the Google map that they have, that he kind of feels that he really doesn't need to keep it up. And if anybody wants
to the lore book?
No, see, this was in April that he did this. So he wanted to thank everybody who helped him. And if you want to take over the site, he has his information up there where you can contact him. But it definitely is up to date, I guess, as far as Mirkwood goes. So it's pretty good. I mean, it's really nice. It's a lot faster than the lore book.
Right. That's why I'm like, have you been to the lore book?
And it's pretty. And I like pretty.
Zimmera Pure Song, the pie eating champion, writes, "Hello, American Golden Star. I'm listening to your podcast about Merrick and his pumpkin seeds. So funny."
Okay.
"I love your podcast, and I was wondering what server you guys were on." Landreville.
Yep.
"Would you ever play in a Lindelmere?"
Sure.
"Why not?" "I have a level 50 Hobbit minstrel named Zimmera Pure Song, Fanwin Brandymead, in game. Wife to my boyfriend's 65 Hobbit Guardian Dordo Brandymead. Dorbo. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. A level 64 Elf Hunter. A level 24 Elf Roomkeeper. Adele. That's a lot of vowels in that one. All my girls are a part of the kinship called Sanctuary. Some of my kinship members love your podcast as well."
Oh, thank you.
"Greetings, Sanctuary."
Greetings.
"Dorbo, my boyfriend's max level guard, used to work with Sapience and others at Turbine on our beloved LOTRO and has listened to some of your podcasts as well when I do not have the headset plugged in. Well, I love you guys. Love to Baby Hobbit, Zimmera Pure Song, Pie Eating Champion."
Thank you. Thank you. And if you have any embarrassing stories about Sapience or anybody else, please feel free to send them our way.
What are you going to do with it?
Blackmail.
I think that cookies work better.
That's what I'm blackmailing him for. I want cookies.
Oh, no. I think sending them cookies works.
Okay. Pinchpenny of Winfola writes, "Hey, guys. Been playing LOTRO for a couple months. I came to the game from a series of other MMOs that concluded my 5 years of play in WoW. Upon coming to LOTRO, I found a wonderfully fun and informative podcast to listen to, A Casual Stroll to Mordor."
I've heard of that. A bunch of jerks.
Well, that one person is. I said one person. You don't know who. I love the show, and thank you so very much. You look just like the baby when you made that O face, just so you know. And I love the show, and thank you so very much for broadcasting it. Great job on the Child's Play fundraiser. Well, you can thank Golden Star and Kia for that organization. Currently, I am leveling a Hobbit Burglar and having a blast. Way more fun than my RK or Captain of level 40. Ooh. That's something you don't hear very often.
Well, that's great.
I'm glad that burglars. We need more burglars.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you all stay safe and keep up the great work. Pinchpenny of Winfola. And you've got a great name for a burglar.
Yeah, Pinchpenny's perfect.
That is perfect.
I like it. Weatherbox of Eldar writes, "Hey guys, I'm sure you guys are already aware by now that free-to-play is now alive and kicking on the EU. LOTRO secured some coverage on one of the UK's most popular websites, Digital Spy." I think that this contest is actually passed, because I was going to add it to our contest list, and I didn't because it was the 3rd.
Yes, it was up until the 3rd.
Okay. Well, thank you for the email anyway.
Yeah, we tried. A little bit too late,
unfortunately. I did post it on the forum, on the site when it was, you know.
All right, so we'll go ahead and head into player achievements.
We have a lot this week.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to pick and choose. Which is great. I love it when we have a bunch to choose from. I'm reading the first one.
Okay, go ahead.
Red Griffin writes, bittersweet week for me. Great to finally get free to play launched in Europe. Very frustrating to say the least, but not having enjoyed the few hours I have had to see it. Champion up to 44 and almost ready for picking up his first legendary. On Satyr side, I am now kinless, having to step down and away from the kin I started and led. Oh well, onward and forward to whatever the future brings.
Emma Wynn writes, I finally managed to win a horse race and get me a Fall Festival mount. Thank you guys for your recommendation to drop my graphics to Zilch. You're welcome. Helped tremendously. Other than that, not much got done, but the horse was all I really wanted this week anyways. Yeah, definitely dropping your... I don't know. I mean, there's just so much loading around you. Especially in Bree, when you're running around that track, you get a lot of landscape loading, so it really can slow you down. So awesome that you got it. Glad we could help.
I'm going to read K. I managed to finally reach level 50 and obtain the last pieces for my legendary skill. I planned before to finish volume 1 first, but I think I do my volume 2 book 1 2 for advancement. I noticed the guard become more easier with new stuffs what I obtained at level 50 from crafting and hopefully helps me finish some deeds what I wanted to attend to. Kaenor, Guardian of Nimrodil.
Leandor of Estel writes, huge week. I now have 20 mounts with the in-league pony and the Ale Association goat. And thanks to the 70k skirmish marks I got as reimbursement. That's awesome. I could max both my herbalist and my sage. And the most important, I could finally set foot at Enidwaith after forcing myself not to in free-to-play beta, live US, and Euro preview event. I love free-to-play.
Sidiran writes, my hobbit reached level 34 this week and started Evendim. Yay! Just for fun, because I know they don't exist, but still. I went looking for boars in the zone and still haven't seen one. But I did find many other things in Evendim, many of them that like to attack me. I even found out that you can get horses early on before level 35 now, which is great. So now I own my own pony before level 35. This is his Hobbit Hamino, a warden.
Okay, Harborella writes, this week the Lonely Mountain Band had an achievement. As a kin, we moved into a neighborhood together. This is no small feat. It is not a small feat.
No.
To be honest. No, it is a huge deal. Since the rate of turnover in the housing market is huge, we first had to buy up all the available standard houses, 11 at the time. Then we waited for a new neighborhood to spawn, which happened during the Minstrel Mash. And then we all bought our houses en masse. Of course, it wasn't that as easy as that. Those who bought out those 11 houses found that they were on a 24-hour cooldown before they could purchase again. So we had a lot of last-minute shuffling to lock down all the houses with alts and old premium accounts. That's awesome. Special thanks to Birdie and her seemingly inexhaustible supplies of alt accounts. We are all moved in now and the neighborhood is full. It is so delightful decorating each other's houses as a kin. Come and visit us on November 15th when we have Ales and Tales as our new neighborhood, Raglan, and the Breeze Land Homesteads. It is the new home of Ales and Tales, quite literally. Climb up the hill to One High Street and you'll see why. That is very cool.
That's an awesome thing. That's very cool.
That is awesome. Okay, as much as I plug Secret Fire, because it's my kin, Lonely Mountain Band is a heck of a kin to be into. That is an awesome kin.
Yep.
You guys are so great. That's awesome. Okay, what else do we got going on?
Alpha Man writes, today I celebrated my first week of playing Lotro. Yeah, I'm pretty new. By finding Mines of Moria in the mail and hurriedly rushed to get it on VIP and create my Runekeeper on Landerval, which I joined the other day after trying out the game on Riddermark. Very exciting and fun for a first week.
Okay, let's see.
Welcome to Lotro, by the
way. Yeah, awesome. Tone Station writes, I started playing on Landerville a couple months before free-to-play started, so with free-to-play, I created 4 brand new characters, my Elf Minstrel and Hobbit Warden, have completed Volume 1, Book 1, and cut my teeth on solo skirmishes with them. My Woman Burglar and Dwarf Champion are now starting on Volume 1, Book 1 as well. Not too bad when you consider that a regular job during the day and take care of a 4-month-old baby Hobbit in the evening while my wife works. Kudos to you, sir. Great podcast you have here. Thank you.
Thank you. Antix writes, in my effort to do more fellowship content, I rolled myself a human minstrel a few weeks ago on Landerville. After 2 nights of healing and pugs, Helenor, now 26, has successfully completed all three classic instances of the Great Barrow and has a shiny set of level 25 Barrow Scholar's Armor. Congrats.
Okay. And let's see. Pine Leaf writes, Pine Leaf for Landerville reached 65.
Congrats.
I now have two level 65 characters. It's only coincidence that they are both wardens by the name of Pine Leaf. Lies.
So he got to 65 on Landerville before I even got.
What?
Like he leveled another 65 in the time that I've like gotten my roomkeeper to 35.
Well, you've been waiting for me, and I'm going to officially tell everybody that you can go. You can go.
You don't want to play with me anymore?
I do want to play with you, but I'm holding you back. I'll do the epic books with you. How about that?
Okay.
Also completed book 2, book 9, and volume 3, book 1. I also managed to complete some fellow skirmishes with the Council of the Secret Fire. Excellent. Yeah, Sam. Actually, I know Pine ran a couple with Sam today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Tadgo of Landerville writes, in-game, nothing. Out of game, I read all the VG Cat comics. Thanks for pointing them out, Merrick.
You are welcome, and some of those are very adult, just so you know.
Very adult.
Very adult.
And some of them are creepy.
Some of them are weird. Like, I don't understand them. But if you play a lot of Zelda games, you'll probably understand most of them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, everybody. If you want to hear your player achievement read next week, look out for a post on Friday and just leave a comment. We may read it.
Yes, we may. All right. We had one podcast review.
Zachary K.
Thank you very much. And we also had a donation.
Yes, we want to thank Wanda S. so much for her donation. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, so how can people contact us if they want to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. It's 2786. We had more people email us this week about being local to Tucson.
Yeah, we are actually not in Tucson.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're available on Twitter as Stroll to Mordor. You can leave us a book review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. And thank you for everything. Really, what can I say?
Thank you, chat room.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.